Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Jammu and Kashmir Bank Q1 FY15 earnings conference call hosted by Reliance Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jimit Doshi from Reliance Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Mohsin. On behalf of Reliance Securities, we welcome everyone to the J&K Bank post-results conference call. We have with us today Mr. Mushtaq Ahmad, CEO and Chairman, Mr. Parvez Ahmad, Executive President, Mr. A.H. Bande, Executive President, and other senior management team. I would request management to start the call with the opening remarks, post which we'll open the floor to Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Doshi, and all ladies and gentlemen, and a very good morning to all of you. I think we are meeting today via, I think, J&K Bank is going to present you the results, quite unusual and not as per the lines we have been doing in the, say, number of quarters. To start with, I think the overall business of the bank, year-on-year business as compared to quarter one last year to quarter one this year, the business has grown by 10.42% from, say, 97,883 to 108,000 crores, and advances have grown by 13.11% from 39,282 crores to 44,430 crores, and the net worth of the bank has increased by, say, 13% from 5,172 crores to 5,853 crores, and again, interest income has increased by 8.85% from 1,624 to this 1,768 crores, and then this non-interest income has increased by 42% from 92 crores to 131 crores, and total income has increased by, say, 11% from 1,716 crores to 1,899 crores. That's, say, 1,900 crores, and then this operating profit of the bank, that has decreased by -7%, and here I think a small clarification I need to give is that we had to take back that 40 crores because of this slippage of 1,100 crores, and the quarterly interest on that would be 40 crores. So with that, I think it would have gone to 487 crores, which would show us some marginal improvement, but anyhow, the net profit of the bank as compared to last year, we were at 308 crores, and this time it's 130 crores. That's a dip of minus 57.77 crores. Sorry, this percent, this is minus 57.77%. Then as far as gross NPAs are concerned, gross NPAs have increased by 183.72% from 665 crores to 1,888 crores, and net NPA has increased from 56 crores to 968 crores. Then gross NPA, this provision ratio is 1.67%. Last year it was 1.67%, but now it is 4.16%. That's the net NPA has increased, not improved, increased from 0.14% to 2.18%. NPA coverage ratio is down from 94% to 55%, but again, this 55%, I should say, is no violation and departure from the regulatory norms. CASA ratio, of course, last year it was 40.24%, and this time it is 40.96%, so there is almost 71 basis points increase. CD ratio, again, from 67% to almost 70%, and then we have this return on assets, it's coming down from 1.89% to 0.72%, return on equity from 24.54% to 8.99%, Net interest margin here has again come down from 4.2% to 3.63%. This is all for this quarter. And the number of business units, last year it was 691 crores, and this time it is 691, and this time it is 795, and we have added 104 business units during this reporting this year. And number of ATMs has increased by 166 from 659 to 825. And I think another important thing that we need to share is that the restructured book of the bank was 1576 crores as on this March 14. It was spread over 606 accounts, but it has come down to 1390 crores. That means here is a reduction of around 200 crores, and even the number of accounts have come down from 606 to 542 crores. So these were the initial beginning remarks, but now I should also tell you something why this 58% dip in the net profit is that we had one this account REI Agro, which was under stress, and we have been discussing this particular account quite frequently. And this time we initially this account is segregated into two parts. One, which is directly on the balance sheet of the company, that amounts to around 290 crores. So literally, and as per the this regulatory norms, I think we should have taken only 290 crores to our this NPA, because they had defaulted only in that account. And then there is another account which is not on the balance sheet of the company, that's the GLG, that is Joint Liability Group, with farmers and all that, and that falls due in the month of October. So if that would not be repaid in the month of October 14, then that could have been downgraded to NPA category. But this time, management of the bank and the board also thought that since these are very linked accounts, in case the performance in one account is not good, though we could have deferred this downgrading of the other part to third quarter, but we took a very conscious decision, a considered decision by the management, by the board, that we should take total, this account, total outstanding should be downgraded. So as a result of that, we have taken the hit of total 700 crores, one part. The other part, there is one more account, that is IDIL, where the total exposure under this credit route is 290 crores, and I must tell all my investors, stakeholders here, that this account has not shown any default, and there is a minor default of 2 to 3 crores, I think, in June, but the account has been downgraded simply because of certain operational observations made by the auditor, and therefore our audit committee of the board, they took that let's downgrade this account. So this account has also been downgraded, and it takes us to around 1,000 crores. And after this 1,000 crores, I think there would be, say, 100 crores more where there was stress. But number of accounts out of those have already been upgraded also. Not much, but I think around 20 to 30 crores that has been upgraded. That would not make much, I think, difference here. So as a result of that, the overall provision requirements of the bank that increase, and that's why that we have provided, we have made additional provisions of around 246 crores to show this. So the provision, this coverage ratio has come down to 55. But again, when we just calculated this against the regulatory requirements, we are meeting the this regulatory requirements. In fact, we are supposed to maintain this provision as of now at, say, 53%, but still we are at 55%. And going forward, I should say that as of now, we have taken the total stress, the steam of stress out of the system, and I think going forward, our quarters should show profit of 15% to 20% about as we have been showing. But at the end of the, I think, year, again, we should give you same type of profit. And one more important thing that I would need to share with you, that we have already decided that we will be taking an exit from the MetLife, while we have 5% this stake, and the process, this process, legal process of our formalities are completed to an extent, and some formalities are still underway. And once we complete that and we go for due diligence, this market, this price factors, all this, I think that should fetch a very good amount to us, and I'm sure that we will be ending our year with the usual growth in profit, in business. And also I should say that when you are judging performance of the bank, you have to just see on a bit medium term to a slightly longer term, rather than you should be led or dismayed and disappointed with results of one quarter. That's all I have to say. And now I would invite questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Jigar Walia from OHM Group. Please go ahead.
Good morning to the management team, sir. Mushtaq sir, firstly, we appreciate your conservatism in terms of accounting for these NPLs ahead of time. And I'm clearly, it sends out the right signal that to the other customers also in terms of in terms of really defaulting to the bank. My first question broadly does, after these two accounts, is there any change in terms of strategy for outside JK Bank loans in terms of the private sector lending that you've been doing?
You see, I think as far as REI Agro is concerned, I should just say that if you see history of this company, it has been a star trading house of the country, and this status has been allotted to this company by the Ministry of Commerce, Government of India. But over a period of time, I think they went into rough weathers and all that. So first class, I think the top basmati rice exporter, I think he lent himself in trouble for various reasons. We will not do this part. But I say that I have always been maintaining that when we go outside J&K state, we always look for, say, top-rated Government of India undertakings and top-rate houses, business houses like Tata's and Reliance, and also very good real estates like Prestige, Rehejas in Bombay and all that. That would continue, but at the same time, I think we need that the overall cap, I think. We have to revisit that cap also, and I think we would continue with that strategy, and the cap and say some of the company has to be reduced, but we will keep on outside, and our focus outside, the main attraction outside would be safety and security of my funds. It's not that outside J&K Bank we are discouraged with one or two accounts, not at all, but yes, of course, we must focus on this Government of India undertaking, top rate, fundamentally very sound this business houses outside J&K state.
Thanks, sir. So my next question pertains to floating provisions. Just to understand, we have a 52 crores floating provisions intact, and we have it is not reduced from either the gross NPA or the net NPA number, and the utilization would be only towards the Tier 2 capital. Am I right, sir?
Okay. Right, right.
Thanks, sir. So can you also quantify, do we have any contingency reserve? I think we also had some contingency reserves earlier.
Not as of now, we have consumed it.
Contingency reserves are consumed.
Yes, yes, we have consumed it.
Okay.
But as far as provisions are concerned, I should say that there is no violation as far as regulatory requirements are concerned and regulatory norms are concerned.
Clearly. And on these 1,000 crores, we would have provided 15% right now.
1,000 crores, no. As far as REI Agro is concerned, a part of it has to be provided at 25% and rest, I think, 15%. And other accounts, it would be 15%.
Okay. So the 290 crores would be, we would have provided 15%. The other, maybe we would have provided 5%.
25%. Yes.
So partly 25%, partly 15%.
15%, yes.
In that case, for the rest of the accounts, our provision coverage ratio would be, if we exclude these two accounts, it would be upwards of 90% plus.
So I think it should be beyond 75%.
Okay, sir. So, is it fair to assume that REI is being considered under CDR and is more likely to be shifted from to restructured? And as far as HDIL is concerned, if you can give some light in terms of recovery, and since it's just a 2-3 crore thing, probably it can be regularized very easily.
Yes, exactly. I think very important question, a very relevant question, and I think that should become the focal question also. As far as REI is concerned, basically it is a consortium of 21 member banks, and as far as my knowledge goes, out of 21, only 4 banks had declared as NPA, and their total exposure was 650 crores, and rest 17 banks, including JNK Bank, they had just treated as a standard asset, and the total exposure in the company has been 7,000 crores. And I should say that 4 banks with 650 crores, they had declared that as NPA, and say 6,000, around 400 crores banks with the total exposure, and around 16 to 70 banks they treated as extended. But now JNK Bank has taken the call, and now we have also declared it as this NPA. I don't know whether other banks, but I am sure still it continues to be a standard asset with around 12 to 13 banks. This account is already under the process for this restructuring, this joint lender forum. They have already prepared that cap. Then one of the consulting companies, they have already prepared their viability report, and this has been submitted to the consortium leader. And CAP, corrective action plan, has already been prepared, and it has been sent to the CDR. And also one more requirement is there, that the company's accounts have been sent to one of the forensic audit. Once that comes, then after evaluation of the stock audit, forensic report and all that, then the CDR will take a view, and once it is restructured, then it will be upgraded, it will be a standard set. Of course, we have to provide for DIFB, for normal restructuring, and then to that extent, that 700 crores, this gross NPA should come down to 1,200 crores. And there is another account where mayor, I think we need say around, 4 to 5 crores where they have to repay. And then that account again would be upgraded. And I'm sure once these two accounts are addressed and these are, things are rectified in these two accounts, my NPA level would again be around 2%.
Great, sir.
Mr. Wadia, sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I please request you to come back in the queue for further questions? There are other participants waiting. Thank you. Participants, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, you may please restrict your questions to 2 per participant. We have the next question from the line of Mr. Praful Kumar from Birla Sun Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, can you give us the breakup of provisions first?
Provisions?
Yeah.
That is
the
part of the update.
That is the part of?
Investor update.
Investor update, I think that should have been emailed to you.
Okay, can
and,
you just...
provision for tax, I'm telling you, this is, say, 71 crores. Provision for bad and doubtful debts, it is 234 crores. Then again, provision for non-performing investments, it is 12.75 crores. Total provisions are 317.47 crores.
Mm-hmm.
As again, it's 173 crores quarter one last year.
Sure. And in terms of strategy now, you are still confident about a 20% growth in terms of advances this year, or you know, given the pressure on asset quality, you would like to consolidate this year in terms
I
of?
There is no pressure. I think the pressure is, of course, there. We have taken the pressure, and going forward, I think we should only see the light. And I must still maintain that as far as credit growth is concerned, within J&K state, we have witnessed a credit growth of 24 to 25%. I am very much confident, doubly assure you, that we will maintain that credit growth of 25% in J&K state, where we have better margins. And outside J&K state, it will be 15%, and this 15% will be it will mainly go to the top rate, the Government of India undertaking, and fundamentally very sound business houses and renowned business houses.
Sure. And lastly, sir, on this MetLife that you have talked about, we should assume that whatever profits come through this, you will use it to shore up the PCR once again, take it to 75 level at least?
Partly, yes.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Even without MetLife, I think once we address these two accounts and these two accounts give me better, I think this automatically, without any additional provisions also, I think this ratio is going to go up.
Great. Thank you, sir. Thank you and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Baroda Pioneer Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So how much provision will be released if REI is restructured?
I think already I should say that 25% we have provided has 100
yeah.
crores. Almost we have provided for 400 and then another 45 crores we have provided for that rest of 300 crores. That is 145 plus another, I should say, 45. I think it should be around 200 crores.
Okay, 200 crores will be released.
Yes.
So in the various investor communication in the month of May and June, you had mentioned that SGIL was a standard account. It had just defaulted into one of the checks of 7 crores, which was later cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Then as in 30th June, how does it become an NPA? Because till first week of June, it was a standard account.
Okay. Yes, that's right. But it is not because of any default, but there are certain operational issues which have been pointed out, and we are addressing those. Once we address those, this will be upgraded.
So, but what are those operational issues? Can we know?
They say, for example, how the funds have been utilized, all this, that, how the route and certain other things, observations of these auditors, they have done a lot. We are examining all those things. And once we do that part, I think not major issues.
Okay. And so, in the month of, again, in the same investor communication, you had admitted that REI had been admitted to CDR on 17th of June.
Mm-hmm.
And it was performing properly till the first week of April.
I should not say first week of April. It was performing with J&K Bank fine till 31st of May.
Okay, till 31st of May, if it was performing fine, then how does it become an NPA at 30th of June? Just even the 290 crore part.
Huh?
If it was performing fine till 31st of May, then how does it become NPA as of 30th of June?
31st, but I think whatever due you have in the month of this April, if something falls due in the month of April, that will make you this overdue in the month of June only. And if there were overdues, then in the month of March, those were cleared till May, so it was performing up to May. So if there was something in April, so that had to be taken care in June. If that is not paid in June, then in June it will become NPA.
Yeah, as is June 30th, but before June 30th, it was admitted to CDR as a standard asset.
No, exactly not. Today, the last joint that lenders form meet, that was held, I think, on 24th or 25th of May. And then they had referred it to the CDR thereafter.
Okay. Sir, the next question is, in spite of we add back 40 crore rupees of interest write back, Still we see your yield on funds improving just from 11.63%, that's calculated to 11.81%, and your NIMs really don't match up to what was last year-on-year basis and quarter-on-quarter basis. So what was the reason for decline in yields? And in the first quarter, the cost of funds have been lower than the fourth quarter because liquidity was ample in this quarter. So what was the reason for increasing deposits, cost of deposits?
As far as deposits are concerned, I think you had contracted some deposits in the month of in the last quarter, and last quarter always is slightly expensive. So if you see the cost of deposits which have been contracted in the last this quarter of the year, that has impact on the balance sheet of quarter one of the next year. So this has happened. This has been historically true. And as far as you are this you are concerned about this yield on advances, yes, there has been some prices, there has been some amount of competition and all that, and we have addressed that part. But basically, if you see that there have been some deposits also, as a result of that, I think there has been slightly some mismatch.
So what was the duration of the amount which you had raised in the fourth quarter at higher cost? And what's the duration?
I think I would like to reply this question, but I will have to check my record first. Yesterday only we compiled the doctor's results, and I fixed today only. I was knowing that there would be concern in the minds of my stakeholders, investors who have all along stood with me. In fact, I wanted to address you people yesterday afternoon, but there were certain issues we had to address, so I think I'll come back to you within, say, a day, within a couple of days.
And so what will be the provision write-back if HDL is regularized?
When?
If HDIL is regularized, what will be the provision right back?
I say that as far as HDIL is concerned, we have a substandard. I think that would be around 15% of that should be 45 crores. And in REI Agro, I think that's going to be
200 crores.
Around like.
Great, sir. Thanks a lot. So I hope whatever was said in the newspaper doesn't become true.
Which one?
Whatever was said in the newspaper 2 months back in Jammu Kashmir doesn't become true.
I would request all of you to please go through those newspapers. They had said that we have a stressed asset of 2,500 crores. I came out, shared with you that there is stress on REI Agro and number of other accounts, and it should not be more than 1,000 to 1,100 crores. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
And today, the stressful accounts are 1,100. So we have been very much transparent. And I think, yes, this time, even our auditors are under pressure from the media. You might have read one paper that they are doing this, they are doing that. But once the results were adopted, everybody was satisfied.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sanjay Parekh from Reliance Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, in terms of the non-JNK exposure, the approach that we would now have, considering that we had a very good track record over years, mm-hmm. almost like any other private bank, and like these two or three lumpy accounts mm-hmm. is frankly spoiling all our ratios. Mm-hmm. So, at the cost of growth, would we change our strategy for a consortium lending non-JNK exposure?
No. I think I have already replied this question, but just for your information, I would say that I am still maintaining that outside growth would be 15%, and my focus emphasis would remain on Government of India undertakings and fundamentally very sound business houses. I'm not going to change that strategy. But yes, I think we need to be more cautious as far as market intelligence is concerned and due diligence is concerned.
Yeah, no, that helps a lot, sir. And clearly the intentions are very, very good and it is demonstrated in the past. But on the non-JNK side, do you think, sir, that our internal evaluation in terms of our team, our people who would really be able to evaluate in terms of even the threshold or credit rating of those non-JNK exposure, that can be further tightened so that we don't, you're doing it, but I'm saying if you can be more explicit of what would go ahead on the non-JNK exposure to reduce and mitigate risk like REI Agro, which was already, a less quality account, If we can do that, then we can actually get the character of that private bank sort of ratings back. So if you can help us understand what are we doing, it will help us.
First part, I would say that as far as quality of stock is concerned or appraisal is concerned, I don't have any doubt about it. Yes, we want to be, now that we are, we must learn lessons from our mistakes. But I should say that when some accident happens, it can happen not because of one party's bad driving, but could be that the opposite side is coming in a very wrong direction something, and that should not cause aspersions on the driving capacity and expertise of a particular driver. I would say that as far as my this HR is concerned and other people are concerned who have been, it is because of them that we have registered very good growth. But at the same time, yes, there has been a mistake. All of us, I think, will have to introspect it, and then wherever mistake is there and wherever loopholes are there, we have to plug that.
Okay, and so the last question is, can we say that in next year, that is 15-16 and 16-17, in the next 2 years, we'll go back to our old high-quality ratios of high ROA, ROE, less gross NPA, net NPA?
No, I don't say that. You should say that for 15-16, 16-17. You should expect it in 14-15 itself by the end of the year.
Oh, that is very good, sir. Thank you very much and best wishes.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ashish Sharma from Enam AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, just on the NPA part, just wanted to clarify this thing. You mentioned that the provisions you have provided on the re-agro account, when it's sort of a move to restructure the provision, there will be sort of a write-back?
Then right now you have provided REI as an NPA account. That is,
yeah.
400 of... the 400 crores has been provided at the rate of 25%.
Okay.
And another 300 crores has been provided at 15%.
Okay.
So when you go back to that restructured category, once then you are coming out of NPA, but under restructure you have to provide DIFP.
Okay.
And DIFP would be say something like 130 to 140 crores. And other than that, what will happen that you have also to do this some 5% provision you have to provide for restructured book.
Yeah.
So that should take you to something like say 170. But already we are above that, so therefore there should be some surplus available from that provision.
Yes.
As well.
So the write back is not 200 crores. That's just wanted to check. You mentioned I think earlier that it was 200 crores. The write back is not 200 crores.
Say on 400 crores, for example, you have 100 crores.
Yeah.
And on 300 crores, you have 45 crores. So
yeah,
it is 145 crores.
Okay.
And one part, the other part is that when you are going there, so 130 crores, I think, would be, I think most probably, I think this is 140 to 150 crores. 150 crores, I think, would be required under restructured book also.
Yeah, so net, nothing much change in the, I mean, there would not be any write back of NPA provision on this.
Not be required, but then what is the level of this PCR that would go up because your NPA level comes down?
Surely, sir. Yeah. And secondly, sir, any exposure we have on the Bhushan Steel account?
Bhushan Steel account is a restructured account, and we have got an exposure of around 400 crores.
Okay.
I think this is a total consortium of around 40,000 crores.
Yeah.
And State Bank of India, they are also just evolving some strategies for just outside agency to monitor operations and all that. And as of now, the account is very good. I don't think such a big company, I think, should become a cause of worry or anxiety for the system.
Okay. But what would be your exposure? I mean, the ballpark number?
No, I said there around, I think it should be around 400 crores.
400 crores. Okay. And sir, secondly, I mean, in FY15, state of J&K will go into elections. Any some sort of a idea as to how the agriculture book performs in a year when there is state elections?
No, I think whether it is, I think you take this political scenario here, and I think some of these newspapers and all are directly related to that part. That situation, I don't think that any government, you see the past also, but the change, if there is any, in the past years there have been change and all that, but the growth has not been impacted adversely at any phase and at any point of time, and it should not in future as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Kush Shah from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
So, thank you for taking my question. So, I had a quick question on this MetLife stake sale. So, can you provide us with any details on the valuation? I recall that last time we sold some 50 million shares at rupees 38. So
36.5.
So, the valuations are likely to be similar this time, or so any color on the valuations?
No, not at all. No comparison. This time, 49%, I think, that FDI cap has been raised. For insurance, number one, and number two, there has been a lot of this value addition to this MetLife, and I think I would not be just guessing or suspecting what type of valuation I would be expecting, but in no way less than double of what we have done.
Okay, that's helpful. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pankit Shah from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to check the Bhushan Steel exposure that we have. Is it a term loan or is it a working capital loan that we have provided?
And I think mainly it is term loan.
Term loan. Okay. And what kind of security do we have for this?
Security is in consortium, pari passu.
Okay. And secondly, with regards to HDIL, just wanted to check what is the total exposure that we have to HDIL and whether we have provided for the entire account or is it just a part of it?
290 crores we have got under this credit route, and another, I think, 70 crores is in that investment route. There we have also provided, here we have also provided as per the regulatory requirements.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sanjay Parekh from Reliance Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I missed. Sir, what is our market share on CASA in JNK right now and also the market share on loans in JNK, please?
Loans, I think we are still keeping our market share intact. 65, I think it should be 67%, and the deposits should be around 62%. That is still intact.
Okay. And sir, I mean, this has been talked about and you always said that despite presence of 48 banks,
42.
You've been maintaining or the reduction in market share is small. So do you see any change in competitiveness because that the spreads in that part of the business is very high. So do you see competition intensing there? Getting intensified?
I think when IDFC is, or ICICI for that matter, other banks are opening the branch, I think they open one or two branches. I think that becomes publicity. But you have also to see that I have already added 104 branches in last 1 year. So I am more aggressive on competition and I am going to be the beneficiary of this competition more as compared to any other player in JNK state.
Right. But sir, the spreads that we make, say around 6% or so, can that reduce in JNK because of the competition?
No, simply because you see the geographical presence of JNK Bank network. I am present even in underbanked and unbanked areas now. We have gone. These people, other people, they are mainly coming into the saturated places like cities and towns.
Right.
They don't dare to go to those areas where you have business potential and which are rural, unbanked and underbanked. It is only the J&K Bank brand, it is only the J&K Bank existence that is visible there.
Okay. And so these branches that you would have opened, normally, I'm not saying of the last 100 branches that you opened, but normally what is the payback in terms of how much time does it take to, you know, the deposit threshold that you would need to pay back the cost or recover the cost. How much time it takes in JNK, sir?
I think roughly I would say, but
2 to 3 quarters.
Maximum, I think, whatever branch we had opened last year, out of around 170 branches,
yeah.
I would say out of 170 branches, 142 branches had turned the corner.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Yash Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just wanted to know that we've been kind of, our exposure is focused on the blue chip companies and government exposures outside J&K largely. So apart from the top 10 houses and government exposures, what kind of exposure would we have to the smaller companies in terms of loan book overall?
Hey, you see, I think my first priority would be that I should go to the Government of India top rate accounts, bigger, fundamentally very sound these companies and renowned companies like Tata, Reliance and other Birlas. And thereafter, I would say when you go down, I think again, very good companies, but smaller companies also. If we have some other companies, but sound companies. And also that their track record has been quite okay and they have been financially very faithful and loyal to their lenders and institutions. Yes, we would encourage and participate in such type of system.
So out of the 21,000 crores of corporate exposure that we have outside J&K, how much of it would be government companies and the top houses?
I would revert back to you. We have noted your this question.
Hold it. Fair enough, sir. And sir, the margins, what kind of a number should we end up with this year given the 40 crore reversals that we have had? Considering that the margins are suppressed this quarter, so overall for the year, what kind of NIM?
You talk of net interest?
Yeah.
Net interest margin this time I think is had come down from last year. It is at 3.63, though I had just assured you people that it should remain around 4%, but because of certain, I should say, that is a sort of tsunami, because of that, I think it has come down to 3.63. But let me assure you again, you will see that in coming quarters, it should be on the right side of 4.
So, should we end the year at something like 3.8, 3.9 blended?
If we are too much optimistic, I should also what I would do is that revive my commitment. But yes, I would say that between 3.8 to 4 would be very safe for us.
All right. And sir, just wanted to confirm a few numbers because a lot of numbers were, you know, discussed. Your provision for REI Agro is 145 crores in total. And for HDIL is 45 crores.
Yes, it should be around 145, yes.
And HDIL 45 crores.
HDIL should be 45 plus another
20.
Around 15 to 20 in that investment route.
So 60 odd crores.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Prithin Fernandez from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
There's been a good reduction, sir, in your restructured book, quarter on quarter, by around 12%. And is this because of some reclassification in the accounts which have been restructured?
No, I should. I have given you some update on that.
Sorry, sir. I kind of missed it, I guess.
No. I should say that last year, we had, March, we had 1,576 crores in our restructured book, which was spread over 606 accounts. So now it is June, it is 1,390 crores spread over 542 accounts. So that means there has been recovery, upgradation and all that. Even it's not only that amount-wise it has come down, number account-wise it has also come down substantially.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jignesh Shial from IDBI. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. Firstly, what would be the quantum of bulk deposit or the high-value, high-cost deposit that would be having right now?
Pardon me? You have to repeat.
The bulk deposits or the high-cost deposits.
I need to, yes. I will revert back to your question. We have noted.
Okay. And secondly, just clarifying, so your RI Agro exposure had been 1,100 crores, right?
No, it has been 700 only.
700 crores. So 290 is your direct and the rest is...
directly through, and 400 crores through GLG.
Okay, and HDL had been 290.
290 plus investment group is around 70.
Oh, yeah, and everything has been provided accordingly, but as per the regular requirements or even a little higher?
Regulatory requirements.
Okay, as well provided. Thanks, sir. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of MB Mahesh from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Just on the question which was asked prior to this, there was a 192 crores reduction in the restructured book. Could you give some clarity as to how much of it was upgradation and how much of it was possibly slippages?
I think that I will revert back to you. But just a minute, if you could. No, I don't have that movement chart with me.
Is it fair to assume that there was no slippages from this book?
No, there have been some slippage in the sense that in March, we only NP out of the restructured book was 63. And June, there has been slippage of, say, 90 crores. So this
in
is
June 90 crores.
In June, NPA within restructured book is 153.54 crores, and in March it was 63.56 crores. So there has been a slippage of, say, 90 crores.
Okay. So just one clarification again. If you look at the quarterly disclosures, the movement of the restructured book shows a reduction of about 578 crores. Whereas if you go to the annual report, you don't see this number.
Pardon me?
If you look at the quarterly disclosure,
okay,
in the movement of restructured book, you have an opening of 1,490 crores, addition of 663, reduction of 578.
Mm-hmm.
This reduction of 578 does not tally with the annual report number because there is no reduction of such a quantum. There is only one 256 crore reduction, which is on account of satisfactory performance.
I think we will come back to you on this question.
Okay, fine. That will be great. The second question is the miscellaneous income of 57 crores. I'm sorry if you have explained this earlier. What does this pertain to?
I think this is, I think, writing back of some standard other provisions and all that.
In the non-interest income line?
No, I don't think that would be there, but I think as far as, again, need to check because we have not, seen this, but we will come back to on this issue.
Okay. My last question is that there is a very strong growth in agri book within J&K. Just wanted to understand, we are heading into an election scenario in another 3 to 4 months. Just trying to understand why such a large expansion at this particular point in time.
No, this has nothing to do with the elections or any politics. So basically, I think we launched our that Apple project that is going very successfully. We launched certain other projects. Those are very successful. And then with the, I think, influx of more and more this tourists and a better tourism, I think there is a, that's also spreading here. And then even the quantity of produce, that has increased and we are fetching good prices and all that. It is because of that. And then with launching of this Apple project, I think you know that we had revised the scheme and this more and more this, I think, this credit outlay is there. So on the basis of that, we have got income.
Sure. And one last question. And correspondingly, there's been a slowdown in retail loan growth within J&K. So just trying to understand what's happened there as well. That's down to about 12 to 13% this quarter. So just trying to understand, is there anything to look into this number?
Normally, I think if you see that, you see overall historically, I think this first quarter is always a lazy quarter, and particularly in J&K state because you take a lot of proceeds for fruit, agriculture come, you will have better deposits rather than these loans, and loans start picking up from this quarter, but slowly and slowly.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Abhishek Kothari from Networth Stock. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So you spoke about loan growth being around 20% odd. What kind of deposit growth are you targeting and thereby CASA ratio over there?
You see, in J&K state, I am expecting that deposits should grow between say 17 to 18%, and the CASA should remain 40% or a bit above that. But outside J&K state, the deposit growth between 10 to 15% would be very, very much okay.
How much,
and,
sir?
I think that should be suitable for the size of balance sheet I have.
Sir, I didn't get your outside number. Could you please repeat?
It could be okay if you have 12% growth of deposits outside J&K state, 13% or 15, up to 15%, that's okay. Because outside J&K state, we don't encourage much of deposits because of the cost.
Okay. And, sir, thereby CASA ratio outside J&K is?
CASA ratio outside J&K is not much. I think should remain, say, around 10 to 15%, but basically CASA is coming from J&K state only.
Okay. And, sir, going on your expansion plans?
We intend that within J&K state, we should have around 60 to 70 more branches, but outside J&K state, yes, between 15 to 20.
So your cost to income should come down to 40% levels?
Huh?
Cost to income in the coming quarter should come down to 40%, 40 and below?
Yes, I think this quarter I think it could be there, but normally I think temporarily it would go. It should remain within the band of say 35 to say 38%.
So on your loan mix, overall loan mix, you know, your book is tilting towards, tilted towards more of personal loan and agri loan.
Mm-hmm.
So would you maintain this mix going ahead, or like what sort of...
it's not like that. Why have you have got the scope? Because in J&K state you have more and more of consumption loans, because number of professionals is increasing, employees is increasing, so therefore the scope for expanding your, this consumption loans is there. And agri, I have already explained that... we have already identified around 285,000 these farmers which had not been covered by the regular banking system, and J&K Bank has already crossed 100,000 these families, and we have to further bring around 150,000 families within that. So we expect that agri loans would increase.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sonal Kohli from ENR Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is relating to Bhushan Steel. The total loan given to Bhushan Steel is 400 crores or is it 550 crores?
I think outstanding should be around 450, and then limit sanction would be slightly higher.
And sir, Bhushan Power, what would be your exposure?
Bhushan Power as steel, I think. I think it would be same, but these are two different companies.
Yeah, yeah.
And two different managements.
This is not the same promoter group?
No. They are not. They are related, but these are different.
The ownership is same, or the, even the ownership is different?
No, ownership is different.
Okay. And sir, just wanted to understand, sir, many of the banking system has given about 40,000 crore to Bhushan Steel, and when I look at the numbers of Bhushan Steel, the debt equity ratio of Bhushan Steel is 4:1.
Okay.
So it will really be helpful for all of us to understand from a banking system perspective, you know, what was the rationale for giving loan to, you know, a company with a 4:1 debt equity ratio.
I think the consortium leader could answer it better than J&K Bank, which haven't just not even a pin at him there, overall consortium.
And sir, when did we make a last loan to this company?
When
did we make last sanction to Bhushan Steel?
Bhushan Steel, I think recently there was some debt under joint lender forum. I think 2-3 months back, they had put up some proposal in the consortium, and on the basis of the recommendations of the consortium, I think we had also considered that proposal. And our share would have been around 200 plus, I think 250 or 260, but out of that... we have released, some 70 to 80 crores.
And sir, as of now, this account is good for all the banks?
Yes, for the bank. J&K Bank, it is performing one.
And would it be performing for the other banks also, sir?
For other banks?
Yeah.
I'm not aware of those banks, but at the time of that proposal, it was performing with all of them.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Kajal Gandhi from ICICI Direct. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Ma'am, sir, I wanted to know about your pipeline for restructured book.
Restructured, it's only REI is under that restructuring and there is no other account.
No other account. Okay. So, and can we get the number of your J&K state NPA?
I think this is normally related to the proportion, but now it should, outside J&K state should be higher. With these two accounts, I think outside J&K state is far higher.
Okay. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vinay Arya from ENR Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, what would be the sector-wise breakup of our restructured book as of the 1Q15?
Just a minute. I will come back. Under large industries. Hello?
Yeah,
sir. Large industries and services, it is, say, 837 crores. Infrastructure is 459 crores. SME is 34 crores. MFI is 0. Agriculture is 20.57. Trade would be 1.06 crores. Others is 39.69. In total, 1390.42 spread over 537 accounts.
Okay. And sir, do we have any exposure to the private sector in power projects, in power projects?
Yes, we have got, but the best one, and there is no concern in that, and no exposure to this state electricity boards.
Sir, so what would be the kind of exposure to these power projects, the private sector power projects?
That we would like to send you.
Okay.
We have noted your question, and we'll revert back on that.
Okay, sir. And are these operational or non-operational?
Oh, these are almost operational, and but some of them still are, I think, they are under implementation.
Okay.
But I need to repeat one thing. I think when we had sanctioned these loans, we had taken part, we participated in these loans for these power projects. At that time, we even found that there was some power project where we had given sanctions around 500 to 600 crores, but their financial closure was getting delayed, and we took a call, we withdrew and cancelled those sanctions.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jigar Wadia from OHM Group. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the follow-up. So just to understand, within a miscellaneous income, how much would be recovery from written-off accounts and what would be the outstanding pool of written-off account?
Details, we will come back to you with details because we don't have the data readily available right now.
Okay. And sir, the provision for about 12 odd crores plus in investments, that would also pertain to that 15 crore to HDL, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So SDIL surprisingly on has given a BSE notice to the stock exchange that they are still a standard account. With
yes, I would say that yes, in the sense that there is not overdue of that. There, I have already tried to explain that there is some operational issue and the auditors have made some observations with regard to operations of the account. Issue on account of any default and all that.
Perfect, sir. And sir, of the 6,000 odd crores of deposit increase in Q4, much of it would be that high cost deposit that you alluded to. A lot of it would have run down already in Q1 now, by the end of Q1. And there should be a benefit of cost of funds going ahead.
Yes, of course. I think that is historically true in respect of all the banks and J&K Bank as well.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of an individual investor, Gaurang Ved. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, we are very happy to know that you are ensuring investors that we will end the year with growth in net profit.
Mm-hmm.
My question pertains to last year when RBI reappointed you. At that time, you told that your endeavor will be next 3 to 4 years to take a net profit figure to around 1,700 to 1,700 to around 1,800 crore.
Mm-hmm.
So do we stick to that guidance or think that looking at the recent development, we have to revise it? Or is it still possible?
that
I would simply say that this year I think slightly I will have to revise because of this this first quarter, but I would definitely show the growth because if there have been some pitfall for us, there is also going to be some additional income coming in the form of MetLife and all that. I would still say that with the growth that I am very conservative about 15% rate growth outside J&K state, 25% within J&K state. Whatever I have stated over a period of next 2 years, that's absolutely not impossible.
Great, sir. Great. Wishing you all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the floor back to the management for closing comments.
I should thank you, and I am really happy that immediately after announcing the results, I can understand that there have been some questions, some apprehensions, some reservations, and some things to be explored by my stakeholders, investors who have all along stood with J&K Bank, and I really very sincerely express my thanks to them, my gratitude to them. But one request to all of you is that please don't judge J&K Bank and me by the performance of one quarter. There are three quarters and there are some years left. And let me assure you that you will never get disappointed. You will have no regrets as far as your investments in J&K Bank are concerned. With these remarks, I would again thank you. On behalf of myself, my colleagues, Mr. Parvez, Executive President, and my another colleague, Mr. Shujat, sitting here.
Yeah, on behalf of Reliance Securities, we would like to thank the management of J&K Bank to take out time and address all the queries. And also, we like to thank the participants for joining in the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. On behalf of Reliance Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.